It's a tricky time for businesses to launch initial public offerings, so some are turning to so-called blank check companies, or SPACs.
So far this year, there have been about 20 companies that have gone public through a SPAC deal. Some of them are pretty buzzy at the moment.
We'll explain how they work, plus why the U.S. budget deficit soared in June, and the lonely life of this year's summer intern. It's Monday, July 13th. I'm Shelby Holliday for The Wall Street Journal. Here's what's news. Confirmed coronavirus cases in the U.S. topped 3.3 million today, and many states continue to see a surge in infections. Florida reported more than 12,000 new cases yesterday, the fifth time in a week that infections there have surpassed 10,000. 32 states have seen cases increase by at least 10% over the past week, according to Johns Hopkins University. While some of the jump is explained by more testing, many states are also reporting that a higher percentage of tests are coming back positive, including South Carolina, Arkansas, and California. In reaction, California's Governor Gavin Newsom is now rolling back large aspects of its reopening, closing indoor operations for bars, gyms, hair salons, and malls for many residents. The state's two largest school districts, Los Angeles and San Diego, also announced today that students would start the school year online instead of going back into the classroom. In a joint statement, the district said that the skyrocketing infection rates of the past few weeks make it clear the pandemic is not under control. The financial toll of the pandemic continues to grow. The Treasury Department announced today that the U.S. budget deficit for June totaled $864 billion. Nearly as much as the entire gap last year. Our reporter Kate Davidson says over the past 12 months, the deficit has exceeded $3 trillion.
In June, one of the biggest factors was all of this money that went out the door for these small business emergency loans, the Paycheck Protection Program. That was about $500 billion. So roughly half of all government spending was just on that program. We're also seeing, of course, higher spending on safety net programs like jobless benefits and food stamps and healthcare. And all of that is, you know, fairly typical when you experience an economic downturn. Another thing that was happening on the revenue side is that the IRS, the Treasury Department, delayed the tax payment deadline for Americans.
And Washington's NFL team will no longer be known as the Redskins. The team's name and mascot have been criticized for decades as being derogatory to Native Americans. But in recent weeks, as part of a national reckoning over race, there's been a widespread push to change the name. Our sports reporter Andrew Beaton says that included financial pressure.
Even the team's sponsors began calling for action. FedEx, the team plays at FedEx Field, they called for a name change. Other sponsors like Pepsi, Bank of America, they reached out to the team and expressed the same message. So it started to be real pressure on so many fronts for this team.
The team says it's working on a new name and design. Coming up after the break, why blank check companies are having a moment. The coronavirus pandemic has rattled markets and thrown some initial public offerings into question. But there's more than one way for a company to go public. On Sunday, the healthcare services provider MultiPlan announced it was merging in an $11 billion deal with what's known as a blank check company to help it secure a public listing. These companies are an unusual investment vehicle with a bit of a shaky reputation, but they're getting more attention now. To help break things down, our reporter Alexander Osipovich is here with me now. Alexander, first of all, tell us what a blank check company is.
So a blank check company, which is also called a special purpose acquisition company or a SPAC, is essentially a shell company that goes public on a stock exchange in order to raise a big pile of cash that it uses for acquisitions. Usually the rule is that within about 2 years after going public, the SPAC has to do some kind of a deal.
So typically companies go public through IPOs, initial public offerings. Why has the fallout from the coronavirus pandemic made these blank check companies, these SPACs, so popular?
So the coronavirus pandemic has made it harder to do an IPO. IPOs take a few months to arrange, and they often fall apart at the last minute if the markets are very volatile because no company wants to go public into a market that's crashing. With a blank check company or a SPAC, The target company can go and talk to the SPAC and basically arrange the terms of its of how it's going to go finance quicker and earlier in the process, and then not worry about what happens on trading the next day after it goes public.
So tell us more about the kinds of companies that are taking advantage of this method of going public.
Well, traditionally, SPACs have not been a great deal for companies going public. The incentive structure that's built into the SPAC tends to be pretty favorable for the founders of the SPAC. They will often include this feature called the 20% promote, where the founders of the SPAC can walk away with a 20% stake in the resulting public company, whatever happens to it, even if the share price doesn't do that well. So that gives them a big payday if even if the company doesn't do very well, even if they don't find a very good acquisition target. That's beginning to change a little bit, and sometimes companies going public through SPACs are able to negotiate better deals.
And a number of prominent executives have actually been launching new SPACs, new blank check companies, in the midst of the pandemic. Can you tell us more about them and what their plans are?
So far this year, there have been about 20 companies that have gone public through a SPAC deal. Some of them are pretty buzzy at the moment. Nikola, maker of electric trucks, used the method, the SPAC method, to go public. DraftKings, which is sort of a fantasy sports betting company, also did. The biggest name recently has been Bill Ackman. He's the famous billionaire activist investor who runs a hedge fund called Pershing Square. He decided that he would launch his own SPAC to try to take a big private company public. And the IPO of his Pershing Square Tontine Holdings SPAC is expected this week. It will raise $4 billion, which would be the largest SPAC in history.
Wow. So are SPACs here to stay?
I expect that we're going to see a lot of SPAC deals this year. You'll have both new SPACs going public to the markets to look for money for acquisitions, and you'll have various private firms going public through SPACs rather than IPOs. Whether it lasts longer or not is a bit of an open question. SPACs tend to come and go. There was a big spurt in SPAC issuance in 2007 before the financial crisis, and then they went away for a while. Now they've been back for the past few years. And it's unclear. Some people say that they're a bit of a frothy late bull market type of phenomenon, but the backers of the model say that it's been improved and they're going to stick around for a while.
That's our reporter, Alexander Osipovich. Thanks so much for joining me.
All right, thank you.
And finally, if you think working from home is challenging, imagine how this year's class of college interns feels. Our Cordelia James says getting to know colleagues and building bridges inside a big company can be hard to do remotely.
Some of the interns I spoke to felt like there was a little bit pressure on them to build all of these connections, which can be difficult because class sizes that are as many as like hundreds or thousands of people large, it's kind of hard to navigate that. So yeah, like some of these interns are saying that, hey, yes, we're able to make our own little group chats and things, but it would be helpful if there were some more facilitation from the employers to help them with that.
But Cordelia says there are some benefits for interns when everyone is working from home.
They never would have guessed that they would be able to sit in and have a chat while having lunch with like the president of the organization, but some of them have been able to do that just because it's virtual and it's a lot easier for people to hop online or hop on the phone for like a quick call. And that's something that has been really rewarding that they can only really get in this virtual experience.
And Cordelia should know. She's one of our interns here at WSJ. You can find some of the other ways that companies are working to improve remote internships on our website, WSJ.com, or the WSJ app. And that's what's news for this Monday afternoon. We'll be back tomorrow morning. If you like our show, please rate and review us wherever you get your podcasts. I'm Shelby Holliday for The Wall Street Journal. Thanks for listening.